photo friends.
She is my very best friend.
Thank you. I don't know that I was particularly out looking for a new best friend, but I went to your show at A Wing and a Prayer, and there was one chair to be had in your studio, and I found it and sat myself down, and we started to chat, and we haven't stopped.
No, we haven't.
Before we went to Bosnia, we went to visit some friends of mine in Darien, Georgia.
Right.
Down near the coast, and we were wandering around in a huge oak tree jungle.
Right.
And when we came out, we were full of ticks. We had to de-tick each other.
Yes. I also then came down with meningitis, if you remember
that. Oh, that's right.
That same time.
And I went and saw you in your sick bed, and you
yep.
thought that was so nice of me.
Yeah, every day.
And I had never done anything so nice for anybody like that. So I realized that you were a possible friend. The day was over. We would go and have a cup of tea and a cigarette. Oh, my God. All the Bosnians smoke cigarettes.
Right. That was the beginning of our always fighting over whose picture it was and what we were going to take.
Or whose roll of film it was.
Or whose roll of film it was and who was going to walk in front of each other. And
in Bosnia, we stayed with
a family.
We stayed with a family. He was a doctor, and they had two children, and they were Muslims. And the people who owned the building were not Muslims.
Right.
And the next year, they got thrown out of that building because they were the wrong religion.
Right, and that's what their war was about.
That's what war is always about.
Right.
It's about religion, and that bothers me terribly.
So we were in Burkina Faso, where it was between 105 and 109 every day.
Oh, right, and we stayed on a farm.
The best place we stayed was the farmhouse.
We had a pig right outside our window.
Right.
And it was probably 110 in our room.
But we pulled our mattresses out on the porch, and that made it a little better.
But actually, that was my favorite place I've ever stayed, because I remember it in every detail.
Right. And those pictures are some of my favorite pictures that I've taken, especially the mass carvers and just the how the people lived and how many people there were there. And I do have pictures there of many of the times that you were taking pictures of people. I remember one in particular, the whole kids, the group of kids would follow you and watch the things that you took pictures of. And the best one is the one where you're taking a picture of the refrigerator, the empty refrigerator.
Which I was taking for you. Judy is a great cook and loves food, and so I saw this empty refrigerator, and I thought kitchen.
So I found this cabin that actually was on the property of the who wrote Br'er Rabbit. So there was just like a small shack, probably slave quarters, of this property, and I've taken a picture of it just about every other year for the last 8 years,
and it
was
changing.
Covered. It keeps changing. It was covered in kudzu, and then they cut it all down, and then at different stages, some of it grew back,
and then it snowed,
and so that's where my whole series of Old Phoenix Road came from.
And every time it snows, Judy wants to go back to Eatonton,
and it's hard to drive,
but she
there.
Can't get there,
right. And by the time I get there, the sun has come out and it's all melted. And so I have a whole body of work based on how we started out on our road trips. So for the last 7 or 8 years, I've taken pictures of Southern vernacular housing.
Well, you sort of did that for your father.
I lived in 22 different houses growing up.
I grew up living in one house, and I've lived in one house my entire married life. We moved in 53 years ago. I was married 60 years. My husband just died. But
Bobby just died.
Bobby. My husband, Bobby. They roll up the cotton in these
plastic.
Long plastic things. And
looks like sushi.
It looked like sushi, or Judy made one photograph that looks like binoculars. But I got one photograph of the cotton fields with a cotton ball sky.
You know, and the other thing you introduced me to was Hambidge.
Judy was the director?
I was the director, yes.
Judy, you.
Yeah, you.
You were the director.
Yeah, I was.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm saying it. You did a very good job. And nobody has to do anything. You can stand and look out of the window for...
You are required to come to dinner.
That's the only thing you're required right. to do.
I really do want to do this project where we go and take similar... We go to the same place, and instead of fighting over who's going to take this section of this place, this picture, that we actually take the same picture, because it never, ever is the same. We don't look at things the same. They don't come out on the camera the same. So we don't have to worry about fighting over you're looking over my shoulder or you're walking in front of my picture. Yeah, so I would like to do that as a real specific challenge to us, because I think it'd come out really different.
Could be difficult.
Maybe so.
We'll probably argue nonstop. Just kidding.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I look forward to it.
What's anybody going to learn from it?
And they're just going to know a little bit more about you and me. They'll figure it out.